Welcome to SantaCast, a production of iHeartRadio. Well, hello there. Last night we left Santa on the ride of his life. When things were at their most desperate, we called on you to believe, and you did. All around the world, you kids believed as hard as you could for all the good things that Santa represents. Faith, hope, goodwill, and peace. Now it's Christmas morning. How did it turn out? Let's drop back in at the North Pole, where Santa's relaxing over a hot cup of cocoa with his two favorite elves, Snowball and Evergreen.
Ho, ho, ho! Nothing beats a warm cup of hot chocolate after a trip around the world.
Yeah, you said it, Santa. Did you know that last night you broke a record? That was the fastest delivery in Christmas history. NORAD couldn't even keep up with you. You are off the radar, as the kids say.
You two sure do have a lot of energy. That was quite a night.
Well, the kids were pretty good about setting out cookies this year. That always picks me up.
Oh, hey, Santa, did you bring any cookies back for me?
Oh, of course I did. Here, oatmeal cookies.
This one has a bite taken out of it.
I'll take it.
That may have been mine. Oh. Chocolate chip cookies, sugar cookies, Girl Scout cookies, even a couple of fortune cookies.
These have all been unwrapped, and you already took the fortune out of this one.
I don't care.
You know what? I'll just eat the carrot.
You know what picked me up? All the comments we heard from the kids on this podcast. They really seem to know the true meaning of Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't think it was possible, but I really learned a lot about Christmas from these kids. This was a really great idea, Evergreen.
Yeah.
We kind of came up with it together.
Well, you know, I mean, little Nora losing her Christmas list, and we got to help her and restore her Christmas spirit. That was fun.
That was sweet.
Little Freddie Rose, I'm pretty sure she's going to be a politician. But you know what stood out to me is that all these kids, no matter how little they were, they really understand the true meaning of Christmas. Peace and kindness and love.
They sure were awfully mature.
I thought so, too.
Oh, you know what, Santa? I almost forgot. Things got a little crazy last night, but we got a message through on the jingle jangle that I think you need to hear.
Oh?
Hi, Santa. I hope you're having a great Christmas morning. I just wanted to say thank you for the gifts. I know you came to my house because the glass of milk I left for you was empty this morning. Now I know you're real.
Oh, what a great thing to say. Oh, this only shows how much of a difference it can make when someone believes in you.
And when you believe in yourself?
You can light up the world.
There you have it. When all is said and done, Santa had one of his best Christmases ever. From talking to all of you, his faith in himself was restored. Santa had so much fun doing this podcast that he's already preparing for next Christmas, which is only 364 days away. We can't wait to talk with you again on the next one. This episode of SantaCast was recorded in the North Pole by Evergreen and Snowball with your host, Santa Claus. Special thanks to our friends Brad Brinkley, Hannah Fearman, Matt Stanton, Dan Bush, and Brent Dye. SantaCast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to your favorite shows.